Welcome to episode 97 of the Get Well With Me podcast. I am your host, Adrienne, and together we explore the healing powers of our subconscious mind while leaning in towards a healthier lifestyle. Our philosophy here is excellence, not perfection. Today's episode is a hypnosis session. This one is for bedtime. It's all about healing and wellness. It's inspired by a listener, Tammy, and I love what Tammy had to say in her message to me. She truly opened up her heart. She shared that she's been through grief. She's been through some really tough things, and she's ready to reorient herself with the goodness and abundance and grace that is available to her. And of course, these things can happen simultaneously. There can be an area of our life that it feels like lack and it feels like struggle. And at the same time, there's evidence there of enough and of healing and of growth. And Tammy, I just want to thank you. Thank you for your words. I, with your permission, used some of your exact words to put together this episode. And I just want to thank you, Tammy, and for everyone who responded to my last message. They wrote in and shared with me what's up and what's happening. And I was able to follow you on Instagram and all the different places. So keep doing that. Reach out to me. Find my Instagram or Facebook. Or wherever you are, that's where I want to be. So shoot me an email with all your links and I will go there and find you. I just want to be a community. I want to be connected. I want to know your name. So if you are a longtime listener of the podcast, please connect with me. Shoot me that email or let me know that you're listening on Instagram. That would be super preferable. Okay, I know it's bedtime. So let me just let you get comfortable, snuggle down, squish into your pillow, grab your teddy bear, whatever helps you to feel comfortable and cozy, because this is your time for yourself. So let's go ahead and get into the hypnosis session. And you don't have to try to listen to the sound of my voice, because even as you allow your conscious mind to drift and dream, your subconscious mind is tuned into the sound of my voice. And because you are in a trance, and by a trance I mean you're in a learning state, like a little child who effortlessly learns, effortlessly absorbs information and makes meaningful connections, you can access a deeper level of that learning state now. And it is possible to remember everything that this session reveals to you that is important. And as you begin to relax a little bit more now, going deeper and deeper into hypnosis now, you're beginning to notice that it is the most beautiful day as you walk down a rugged dirt path towards a beautiful barn. This barn is pristine, perhaps freshly painted, even newly built, and it feels safe here as you continue down the path, hearing the ground and the dirt crunch beneath each step you take. And there's an aroma, something that resembles sweet honeysuckle with a hint of freshly cut grass. And as you move down the path, you have a happy anticipation that a wonderful change is taking place inside. With each step you take, you have the feeling that you are moving towards more healing and more wholeness as you get closer and closer to the barn. The clouds catch your eye. They seem to be passing by, even drifting through the sky without a care in the world. They're moving along, so puffy, so full, and their pace of movement feels just right for you. And you decide before you even try to open the door of this barn, you're going to allow thoughts and feelings that aren't helpful to drift by with the clouds. And to know that from now on, it's okay to recognize how easy it is to allow ideas and memories that are no longer helpful to drift out of sight with the clouds. There are times in life when a person experiences an event, maybe a set of circumstances that had been difficult or even harmful. Sometimes a person can remember that in the past they had even been a victim. And if you're noticing some of those sensations now, you can acknowledge them. See those thoughts and feelings that might be like a residue from a time that was hurtful or difficult, and acknowledge them. I wonder if you can imagine, as you take a few more steps towards your barn, that you see a rock in the middle of your path. And at first it looks like this rock could stop you from getting to this magical barn. But you realize that's silly, because those old feelings, they can be moved out of your way. I don't know how heavy your rock is. I don't know how large or small it is. But you can imagine the satisfaction that you will have when you move it out of the way. Because on the other side of this rock, you're only steps away from the beautiful adventure that awaits you behind your barn door. And so it's time to move that rock and everything it means to you. It's time to move it over there. Can you reach down and pick up your rock? Is it so big that you have to roll it out of the way? Take a moment to acknowledge it once again, to recognize you are safe now, and it is safe to move it over there so that you can open your magical barn. Now is the time to reach down and pick it up, or to roll it. Look at this rock one last time and think, thank you for everything that I've learned. You hear yourself inside say thank you as you muster up the energy and the courage to move it out of the way. A person can throw the rock out of sight. I wonder if throwing it behind you is the best place. Or perhaps your subconscious mind knows a better place to move the rock. And so you heave it over there. Or roll it over there. A comfortable distance so that it's not in your way anymore. That's right. And you can simply move it over there. And you are safe over here. You catch a glimpse of something sparkling there in the dirt where the rock used to be. You reach down and dust it off, and you realize this is a key. A key? And you tuck it into your pocket to help you remember that those old burdens, those old ideas, that old pain that isn't helpful anymore, it has been moved out of the way. And it's over there now. And that feels good, doesn't it? You like the idea of keeping the key to cause you to remember, to remind you even that this shift has already taken place. And those old burdens are over there. With a sigh of relief, you feel lighter. And this lighter feeling causes you to know that you are ready for what's next. With joyful anticipation, you approach your barn studio, feeling safe, feeling good. That's right, you are doing well. As you attempt to open the door, you realize the large barn door, it's locked, and you immediately recognize you already have the key in your pocket. So you insert the key and you open the door. A warm light gently shines through, inviting you inside. Happy instrumental music gently plays in the background. Something like an acoustic guitar or a gentle melody on the piano. As you push the door open and step all the way inside, some things begin to look familiar, and the wide open space feels so good. It feels clean and free. And you admire the gorgeous wood floor, so solid, so beautiful, the way one piece flows into the next. You stand up straight, feeling light and clear as you look around. That's right. Looking around, seeing familiar items, your favorite cup or mug, your most cozy blanket, maybe something comforting from a happy time in your memories. And you look upwards and you can see the strong rafters, the tall ceiling, feeling so safe in your magical barn studio. And then a cozy little nook comes to the center of your attention. And there's a curious box, almost a chest, and it beckons you to open it. And as you do, you are filled with delight to see the paintbrushes of every shape and size, and a brand new palette for all the right colors of paint to help you create this happy shift, a permanent change. You eagerly unpack all the colors and brushes, and then direct your attention to the easel and the blank canvas that's almost begging you to create something new, something beautiful. It's a clean blank slate where you can make something that signifies and demonstrates your next level. And it feels good to know that this is yours and you can't do it wrong. There isn't anyone here to judge you. And you can create in your own unique way. And the thought crosses your mind that you can have total freedom from what others think here in this safe place. You can have freedom from the expectations of others. No one is judging your future masterpiece. And maybe you decide not to judge it either. And that feels good, doesn't it? And there have been so many times over the years when you felt in a flow state, when you've been immersed and engaged by what you were doing. It's that state where time begins to fly by. It often happens when you are stretching yourself, challenging yourself, giving your all to what you are doing. And this is happening now. With your music playing and the open space inspiring you to get moving forward now, you prepare your palette with every color in the rainbow, and maybe even some new colors that you've never even thought of before. And you decide on your favorite paint brushes. And I'm going to say some beautiful words, and you're going to beautify your canvas, the canvas of your mind, with the colors and images that represent your next level, because you can trust yourself to be able to reorient to the goodness, the beauty, the grace, abundance, and blessings. And as you dip your paintbrush or even your fingertip into the base color of your painting, that's right, the base color of your painting, and saturate your canvas in this color or colors that feel like goodness and beauty and grace and abundance and unexpected blessings, happy surprises. As you continue your masterpiece, it comes to life more and more. You choose a color that reorients you with your strength. That's right, your strength, your power, that feeling of being capable. And as you see that color so strong and so clear, layered on top of the base color, making strokes, designs that align with your capacity and confidence to show up fully as a provider and protector for yourself, for the people you love. These colors, they are hot and bright, like a sunset or a fire, or something that is just right for the artwork that is flowing through you. And you can recognize this strength and power even more now that you can see it on the canvas before you, and you can feel it in your fingertips. And it feels good to remember your capability, capacity for wholeness and healing. And if emotional healing was a color, I wonder what color would be just right for your canvas. And you can apply that color now, blending it into the goodness that already exists. That's right. Blending it into the goodness that already exists on your canvas now. And this emotional healing, it can take the form of an image or a design, maybe a symbol, or simply a streak of color that feels just right for you. And you step back and look at the tapestry of colors and textures, and allow them to remind your subconscious mind that from now on you are tuned into the deep knowing and feeling of wholeness and wellness as you feel inspired to continue to create. That's right. Inspired to continue to create. Because emotional healing often leads to physical healing. And as you gaze upon your palette of colors, your physical healing color makes itself known. And you add to this image strokes and streams of physical healing in your physical healing color. It seems almost like the painting is beginning to paint itself. It might seem like you're doing the work, but the outcome is inevitable. That's right. It has already happened. And the canvas is revealing a more and more clear vision of wholeness, where you can begin to reorient yourself to happiness. And I wonder what color that might be and what form it's taking on your canvas. As maybe you can see yourself painting happily in your flow state, where everything comes easy to you. I wonder if you can see yourself in your barn studio, where you are free and creative, and you can see yourself enjoying the space, the atmosphere of your special place, and you can see yourself seeing your painting, and notice that you aren't judging it. You're simply present and confident as your inner resources express themselves on the canvas before you. Colors and images of happiness and healing and energy and contentment and achievement in the way that's just right for you. You can remember anything that's important to remember. If you'd like to bring this picture back with you, you can take a picture of it right now so you can see it later. And not now, but in a minute, you'll have a feeling that your artwork is complete and you'll see yourself happily and effortlessly putting the finishing touches on your picture. That's right. Now's the time. Just a few more finishing touches. That's it. Admiring your painting. It feels complete. And it feels like you have stepped into your next level. You feel proud of this work that you did inside your barn studio. And you decide this painting represents you at your next level now. So well. And so you decide to choose a paintbrush with a fine tip. Carefully dip it into the black paint. Because you are proud of you, that's right. And this next level of healing and confidence that has activated. So you seal it inside with your signature now. And as you sign your name to this work of art, you know that you will notice the shift when you go outside too. step back from your painting and admire your signature. Your signature. The proof that this is an original and it is yours now. And everything that can mean to you. And as the days and weeks go by, you experience less and less anxious feelings and more confidence and calm. Fears and doubts get smaller and smaller. They're always shrinking, while wonderful possibilities grow brighter and brighter. You always have enough. Seems that things work out for your benefit. And good things happen to you. And good things happen for you. That's right. Even when something appears to be a difficulty at first, it turns into things going your way. Good things happen for you. You always have enough of everything, and your supply is endless. You use the power and clarity of your imagination to see positive outcomes and possibilities. You are motivated and positive and healthy and youthful. You are thankful for all the resources you were born with that are still working for you today. As you remember, you are loved. You are loving. You are lovable. And because you are aware of your worthiness, your subconscious mind protects you. It protects you by helping you to get adequate rest and deep sleep. And because you are aware of your worthiness, your subconscious mind causes you to crave healthy nourishment and hydration. And because you are grateful that your body is bringing you through this life, your subconscious mind offers protection by boosting your happiness, because happiness is for other people. And so happiness is for you too. And I wonder what happens when a person's subconscious mind reminds them to take care of themselves with the love and care that you would want the people you love to take care of themselves. And I wonder what thoughts a person can think to boost their health and increase their energy. And I wonder how much a person can heal and restore while they sleep. And because it is true that happy people say kind things to themselves inside, you can begin to notice an encouraging voice cheering you on as you move through your day today. It could be your own inner voice. It could be the voice of someone you really respect or admire. It could be that you even hear my voice almost audibly in your day today, and it tells you, you are good enough. More and more you feel better about who you are, and more you become the person you really want to be. Notice yourself making more and more healthy and good choices. And you know, healing is always available to you. You know, tranquility is always available to you. And every day, in every way, you are getting better and better all the time. And so it is. Thank you.